أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the existence of Allah Ta'ala and the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, which are the very fundamental core principles of our deen and Islam, to believe in Allah and to believe in Allah wahdahu la sharika lah, that Allah has got no partner whatsoever. And then also Allah Ta'ala gave complete proof of the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the Nabi and the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and that is also a basic principle of Islam, which we read in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also in the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif. When all this has been clearly proven and there can be no doubt in it, then Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. It is very surprising that still you disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. And from here, the address is really directly to the Bani Israel. And for almost more than a supara, the discussion of the Bani Israel, the Jews, takes place. But it is in the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is for us. And it is for us also that if we don't have that proper full belief in Allah, we, no matter how much shukr we make that Allah has put on our tongues, La ilaha illallah, we believe in it in with our hearts, but the true tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, that we don't associate anything with Allah Ta'ala, we should be also concerned about our own selves. Like, for example, we do anything for name and fame, for worldly gain, that is called also shirk asghar. That is also associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. So for all this, Allah Ta'ala says, it's very strange and surprising that you still disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah, in the Quran Sharif. And this, as said, refers directly to the Bani Israel, to the Jews. So Allah Ta'ala, and from another point of view, which is in this ayat, that how can you disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. You were dead. In fact, you were non-existent. In fact, nobody spoke about you also. If you are 40 years old today, 41 years ago, your parents didn't even speak about you. When the mother conceived, then she told the father, I think I'm expecting a child. Now they started talking, hopefully it's a boy, it's a girl, Allah give good health, etc. All that started after that. But before that, you were not even something spoken about. You were completely non-existent. And from here also, another very important basic difference between us and the atheist and the scientist is, they believe that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. Whereas the truth is, Allah creates matter from nothing. Allah just says be and the thing comes into existence. Allah does not need raw materials in order to make something. Allah just orders the thing and it happens. And what is in existence, when Allah wants to destroy it, it goes into non-existent, doesn't exist at all. That is the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. And also, there where Allah says we were nothing, from there the other aspect becomes very clear that Allah has been in existence forever. And Allah will be in existence forever. So, and we, Allah created us. And we have no right to dictate to Allah, to judge Allah, to say Allah is fair, unfair, that Allah is very hard on us, na'udhu billah. Allah is the absolute. We are His full subjects, and we have to submit fully and totally to Allah Ta'ala. But sadly, just like in the case of the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the non-believers should say, do you believe like these sufaha, like these na'uzubillah stupid people believe? Today is the same thing. Those people who question Allah and feel that we got a right to offer various things, and we have got great intelligence, they are regarded as intelligent people. And those who submit totally to Allah and realize we are absolutely, nothing is in our control. Allah brought us into existence. At this very moment, nothing of us is in our control. Not our eyes, not our hearts, nothing. Everything is in the hands of Allah. And those who submit like this to Allah, Ya Allah, you are everything, I am nothing, they are regarded as stupid. Whereas they are the people who have brought true Iman. So Allah says, how very surprising and strange that when you are nothing, I brought you into existence from non-existence. I am that being that has been since ever. And at the same time, we should also appreciate, no matter how much we appreciate, it's not enough, that Allah is that being that forgives us also. Otherwise, the real principle is, you have done wrong, you must pay for it. But Allah just says, ask me for forgiveness and I forgive you. Allah is that being who is Ar-Rahman, who is Ar-Rahim, most merciful, most kind. So it's so surprising that a being that is so merciful, so kind, so forgiving, so loving, so lovable, and yet you don't believe in him. How could that be ever possible? So Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ kis tarah ka kafir ho gaye ho khuda taala se, wa kuntum amwatan fa ahyaakum, halake tum murda the aur humne aapko jilaya, zinda kiya. That everything Allah Ta'ala has done for insan, Allah Ta'ala has shown his great favors. Now how could you be disobedient to Allah? How can you disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala? And this is also not difficult to understand at all. A father who does everything for his children, a husband who does everything for his wife, and they turn out to be disobedient. The father also says, after I did so much for you, I went out of my way for you, I made my nights into day for you, and still you are so disobedient to me. Or the husband says, I did so much, I went, so how, what and what didn't I do for you? Or a boss tells his workers, and all this are still very insignificant things. Allah the Absolute who did everything. We appreciate Allah gave us a house, Allah gave us a car, but did we ever appreciate that Allah gave us us? That we, if we were not there, no car should be there, no house should be there, no family should be there. That Allah created us, and that we don't appreciate. That is where it starts. If we were not in existence, if Allah did not create us, then where will the car be and where will the house be? In fact, where will our Iman and Islam also be if we were not there? And who created us? Not we ourselves. We are not from monkeys. Our parents did not create us. They are just a means. Allah is the one who did everything. So Allah says, very strange and astonishing it is, and very ajeeb it is that you disbelieve still in Allah. In other words, it should be just natural, not only that we believe in Allah, that we are die hearts for Allah. We love Allah to the core, and we turn totally and fully to Allah, full in His obedience also. And we love Him fully, and we desire that we return to Allah and be in His full presence in the Akhirat. That should be a desire of a believer. So much so that he's prepared to give his life for Allah also. And that also means nothing. As somebody has said, Jaan di, to di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ke haq ada nahi hua. Even if we give our life for Allah, what have we given? It wasn't ours. It was the life Allah gave us. We gave it to Allah. The truth is, we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So this reality has to come into us. May Allah bless us with this reality. reality and we become truly the true servants and slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.